Okay, welcome back to the afternoon session. I'm very encouraged that you all are hungry for God's Word. This afternoon, what we want to do is talk about some of God's attributes. We want to understand a little bit more about this God we worship. In fact, for the next couple of days, we're going to be focusing in on God's characteristics. And this is a very, very encouraging study. And it's meant to help us worship God. We do not study theology to make our head fat. But we study theology to make our heart big. Theology exists for the worship of God. So my prayer is that as we study together, that you men will want to worship
God.
Now in this session we're going to talk about two of God's attributes. We are going to talk about God's eternality.
And we're
going to talk about God's self-sufficiency. We're going to talk about the fact that God has always existed. And that God does not need anyone or anything outside of Himself. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll begin. Father, thank you for this opportunity to study your word. We pray for the Holy Spirit that you would help us in this time. Open up our hearts and our minds to understand you. We are thankful for this opportunity to study your word. Help us, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today, as I said, we are studying these two attributes. And I want to begin with the eternality of God. In our minds, everything either begins or comes to an end. The class starts and the class finishes. Your work day starts and your work day finishes. The movie, the song, it starts and it finishes. Governments come and go. Money comes and it goes. Our parents are here and then they're gone. We live and then we die. Everything comes to an end. We talk in terms of life and death. We talk about A and Z. But God is not like that. We are bound by time. But God is outside of time. We cannot run away from time. We just exist in time.
हामी चाहिँ त्यो समयमा समय भित्र रहेर हामी जिउँछौं.
Now when I was a little boy,
म चाहिँ जब एउटा सानो केटा थिएँ,
I used to think it would be fun to get into a machine.
अनि चाहिँ एउटा कुरा यस्तो मशीनमा गएर चाहिँ खेल्नु मेरो लागि एकदम आनन्द हुन्छ.
That could take me back 150 years.
अनि चाहिँ मलाई चाहिँ यसरी चाहिँ 150 वर्षसम्म लैजान्छ भन्ने मैले सोचेथे.
And live life 150 years ago.
अनि चाहिँ 150 वर्षसम्म चाहिँ म रहन सक्छु भन्ने
मैले. Or get into a machine and go into the future 200 or 300 years.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो मशीनमा भयो भने म चाहिँ 3-4 वर्षसम्म 3-4 उसमा जान सक्छु.
But we can't do that. There is no machine.
हामीले त्यस्तो गर्न सक्दैन. त्यस्तो मशीन पनि छैन.
The closest thing we have is our memory.
अनि चाहिँ जुन कुरा छ हामीमा छ त्यो एउटा हाम्रो दिमागी ज्ञान छ.
We can remember back a ways.
हामीले चाहिँ पहिलाका बितेका कुराहरू चाहिँ याद गर्न सक्छौ.
But we can't change the past.
तर हामीले चाहिँ बितेका कुरालाई चाहिँ कुनै कुराले बदलाउन सक्दैन.
We can only remember it.
हामीले केवल चाहिँ सम्झना मात्र सक्छौ.
We can't go into the future either.
अनि चाहिँ आउने भविष्यमा नि हामी जान सक्दैनौ.
We can imagine what the future will be like.
अनि चाहिँ हामी यो कुरा कल्पना मात्र गर्न सक्छौ कि हाम्रो भविष्य कस्तो हुन्छ भन्ने
कुरा. But there's no guarantees.
तर त्यसको चाहिँ कुनै चाहिँ ग्यारेन्टी छैन.
But our problem is that we are stuck in the present.
हाम्रो चाहिँ समस्या के भने चाहिँ हामी यही समय वर्तमान अवस्थामा नै रहिरहन्छौ.
But God is not.
तर परमेश्वर त्यस्तो हुनुहुन्न.
Space and time have no hold on God.
अनि समय र दूरीले कुनै परमेश्वरलाई चाहिँ बन्धनमा राख्न सक्दैन.
God is eternal.
परमेश्वर अनन्त त अनन्त हुनुहुन्छ.
He is forever in the past.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँ पहिले भविष्यबाट नै भूतबाट नै हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
He is eternal right now.
अहिले समय पनि उहाँ चाहिँ अनन्तमै हुनुहुन्छ.
And he will always be.
अनि उहाँ फेरि हुनुहुनेछ.
Nothing can slow God down.
अनि कुनै कुराले चाहिँ उहाँ परमेश्वरलाई चाहिँ तल होच्याउन सक्दैन.
Nothing can measure his movements.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँको चाहिँ चाललाई चाहिँ कुनै कुराले पनि लेखाजोखा गर्न सक्दैन.
God is outside of time.
अनि यो समय भन्दा पनि बाहिर हुनुहुन्छ परमेश्वर.
Yet God enters into time and changes it and affects it.
अनि हो परमेश्वर त्यो समयमा आउनुहुन्छ र चाहिँ त्यसमा प्रभाव पार्नुहुन्छ.
And he does whatever he wants in this world.
अनि यो संसारमा उहाँले जे चाहनुहुन्छ त्यो उहाँले गर्नुहुन्छ.
I mean, think about the oldest thing that you know.
अनि चाहिँ तपाईँहरूले चाहिँ त्यो पुरानो कुरालाई सोच्नुहोस्.
The oldest thing I know is the creation of the world.
अनि चाहिँ एकदम पुरानो कुरा चाहिँ मैले चाहिँ जुन बुझ्छु कि संसारको उत्पत्तिलाई.
In terms of things made, that's the oldest thing we can think of.
अनि चाहिँ जुन कुराहरू हामी सोच्छौ जुन कुरा पुरानो समयमा कसरी त्यो कुराहरू सृष्टि भयो.
Even the world had a beginning.
अनि जुन संसारको सुरुवात भयो.
But listen to this.
तर ध्यान दिनुहोस्.
The world owes its existence to its creator.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो संसारको चाहिँ अस्तित्व छ जो चाहिँ सृष्टिकर्ताले उहाँलाई संसारलाई बनायो.
God was before the world existed.
अनि यो कुराबाट हामी बुझ्न सक्छौ कि यो संसार हुनुभन्दा पहिले परमेश्वर अस्तित्वमा हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
God always existed.
परमेश्वर सदा सर्वदा उहाँ हुनुहुन्छ.
The Bible says from everlasting he will be.
बाइबलले यसरी भन्छ अनन्त अनन्तदेखि उहाँ सदाबढि परमेश्वर रहिरहनुहुन्छ.
From everlasting to everlasting.
अनन्त अनन्तदेखि अनादिसम्म.
Proverbs 8:23.
हितोपदेशको पुस्तक
Proverbs 8:23 says from eternity I was appointed.
हितोपदेशको पुस्तक
From eternity I was appointed.
म चाहिँ अनन्त अनन्तदेखि नै चाहिँ म थिए.
From the beginning, before the world existed.
यो संसार उत्पत्ति हुनुभन्दा अथवा यो संसार सृष्टि हुनुभन्दा पहिलेदेखि म थिए.
God never began to exist. God always was.
परमेश्वर चाहिँ अस्तित्वमा आउनको निम्ति उहाँको सुरुवात हुनु पर्ने थिएन. उहाँ पहिलेदेखि हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
And that's obvious from the fact that he created all things.
अनि चाहिँ यो कुराबाट यस्तो पूर्ण हुन्छ कि सबै कुराहरू उहाँले चाहिँ बनाउनु भयो.
Before God created the world, there was nothing.
संसार सृष्टि गर्नुभन्दा पहिला केही पनि थिएन यो संसारमा.
Just God.
केवल परमेश्वर मात्र हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
That's all that was there, just God.
केवल परमेश्वर मात्र हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
But the psalm says before the mountains were brought forth.
अनि भजन संग्रहले भजनकर्ताले यसरी भन्दछ यो पहाडहरू बन्नु भन्दा सृष्टि हुनु भन्दा.
Or before the earth was formed.
यो पृथ्वी बन्नु भन्दा पहिला.
From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
परमेश्वर तपाईं हुनुहुन्थ्यो अनन्त अनन्त देखि नै.
God has always existed.
परमेश्वर सधैं वहाँ अस्तित्वमा हुनुहुन्छ.
He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega.
उहाँले भन्छ म अल्फा र ओमेगा हो.
I'm the beginning and the end.
म सुरु र अन्त्यम नै हुँ.
And then Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am.
अनि यसले भन्नुहुन्छ अब्राहम हुनु भन्दा त अब आउनु भन्दा पनि म पहिले नै थिए.
God is the eternal I am.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वर चाहिँ अनन्त अनन्त देखिनुहुन्छ उहाँ चाहिँ जो हुनुहुन्थ्यो जो हुनुहुन्छ.
In Exodus, God says, "Do you want to know what my name is?"
अनि चाहिँ प्रस्थानको पुस्तकमा त्यहाँ बताउँदछ तिमीले जान्न चाहन्छौ कि मेरो नाम के हो भनेर.
He says, "My name is I am who I am."
उहाँले यसरी बताउनु भएको छ प्रस्थानको पुस्तकमा जो म हुँ जो म.
The eternality of God is totally unique to God.
त अनन्तताको परमेश्वरको जो एउटा अद्भुत छ त्यो नाम अद्भुत छ जो उहाँको अस्तित्व अद्भुत छ.
No creature can be said to be eternal.
अनि कुनै पनि चाहिँ सृष्टिमा भएका थोकहरू कुनै पनि कुरा चाहिँ अनन्तसम्म रहन सक्दैन.
Because we were created.
हामी चाहिँ सृष्टि गरिएकाहरू हौ.
And because we were created, we are dependent upon God.
हामी चाहिँ सृष्टि गरिएका भएकाले हामी चाहिँ परमेश्वरको परमेश्वरमा हामी अधीनतामा हुनुपर्छ.
We are dependent upon him for our existence.
हाम्रो चाहिँ अस्तित्वको लागि चाहिँ उहाँमा हामी भर पर्नु पर्छ.
Nothing eternal was created.
अनि कुनै पनि कुरा चाहिँ यस्तो अनन्तताको कुरा कुनै पनि यस्तो सृष्टि भएन.
And nothing created is eternal.
अनि चाहिँ कुनै पनि कुरा चाहिँ अनन्तताको निम्ति सृष्टि भएन.
We are not eternal because we were created.
हामी चाहिँ अनन्तताको निम्ति हामी चाहिँ सृजिएका होइनौ किनकि हामी चाहिँ बनाएका हौ.
Even the creation of the world is not eternal.
यो चाहिँ सृष्टि सृजना गर्नुभयो परमेश्वरले त्यो पनि अनन्तसम्म छैन.
Before human beings were, God's creation was.
अनि हामी चाहिँ मानव जाति हुनुभन्दा परमेश्वरले आफ्नो सृष्टि गर्नुभयो.
But before God's creation, God was.
तर त्यो सृष्टि गरिएका थोकहरू यो संसार बनाउनु भन्दा पहिले नै परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
In creation, God created something out of nothing.
अनि चाहिँ सृष्टिमा चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ उहाँले बनाउनु भयो कुनै थोक बिना उहाँले बनाउनु.
Which means there was a time when nothing existed except for God himself.
त्यो भन्नुको अर्थ के हो कि चाहिँ कुनै पनि कुरा अस्तित्वमा थिएन त त्यो समय उस थिएन केवल चाहिँ परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
Everything owes its existence to God.
अनि अहिले चाहिँ सबै कुराहरू चाहिँ यो उसमा छ त्यो परमेश्वरमा चाहिँ अस्तित्वमा रहेको छ.
God is the first, God is the last, and everything in between.
अनि परमेश्वर नै सुरु हुनुहुन्छ परमेश्वर नै अन्त्य हुनुहुन्छ त्यो भित्रमा चाहिँ सबै कुराहरू पर्छ.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, says God.
परमेश्वरले भन्छ म अल्फा र ओमेगा नै हुँ.
The one who is, who was, and who is to come.
अनि जो हुनुहुन्थ्यो जो हुनुहुन्छ र जो हुन आउनुहुनेछ भन्नुभएको छ.
God says he is the Almighty.
अनि परमेश्वरले भन्नुभएको छ उहाँ चाहिँ सर्वशक्तिमान हुनुहुन्छ.
Now listen. If that is true,
ध्यान दिनुहोस्
what does that mean for you as a preacher?
यो सत्य हो भने चाहिँ तपाईँ एउटा प्रचारकको लागि त व्यक्तिगत तपाईँको लागि के हुन्छ त
it means several,
के बुझ्नुहुन्छ
it means several things.
यो यस कुराले चाहिँ तपाईँहरूलाई धेरै कुराहरू बताउँदछ.
The first thing that we learn is an aspect of theology.
अनि चाहिँ यो कुराबाट हामी बुझ्छौँ चाहिँ एउटा ईश्वर शास्त्रको एउटा विचारधारा.
We learn that Christ is God.
हामीले चाहिँ यो कुरा बुझ्छौँ कि येशु कृष्ण परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
Christ is eternal.
येशु कृष्ण अनन्त अनन्तका हुनुहुन्छ.
The Bible says in the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God.
अनि चाहिँ बाइबलमा यसरी भन्दछ आदिमा परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्थ्यो अनि परमेश्वर परमेश्वरसँग हुनुहुन्थ्यो वचन परमेश्वरसँग हुनुहुन्थ्यो अनि वचन चाहिँ.
Which means Christ is eternal.
अनि जहाँ चाहिँ हामी हेर्छौँ कि येशू ख्रीष्ट अनन्त अनन्तदेखि.
And then we are told in Colossians that Christ is before all things.
अनि चाहिँ हामी कलसीको पुस्तकमा हेर्छौँ कि ख्रीष्ट येशूमा सबै कुराहरू थिए.
And in Christ all things hold together.
अनि त्यो सबै कुराहरू चाहिँ ख्रीष्ट येशूको अधीनतामा छ.
This is not what Jehovah's Witnesses teach.
अनि यो यहोवाको साक्षीले यसरी सिकाउँदैन.
But this is what the Bible teaches.
अनि यहाँ बाइबलले यसरी हामीलाई सिकाउँदछ.
Jesus was in the beginning with God.
येशू ख्रीष्ट चाहिँ परमेश्वरसँग हुनुहुन्थ्यो सुरुदेखि नै.
It's important that you men understand that Jesus has two natures.
अनि चाहिँ तपाईहरुले चाहिँ यो कुरा जान्नु जरुरी छ येशू ख्रीष्टको दुईवटा प्रवृत्ति अथवा व्यक्तित्व थियो.
Jesus is fully God.
येशू ख्रीष्ट पूर्ण परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
And Jesus is fully man.
अनि परमेश्वर चाहिँ पूर्ण उहाँ मान्छे पनि.
100% God.
100% परमेश्वर.
100% man.
अनि 100% मानव पनि हुनुहुन्थ्यो उहाँ.
Jesus as God never had a beginning.
As
God, Jesus always existed. But as a man, there was a point in time that Jesus was born. There was a point in time that Jesus was born. But as God, Jesus always existed. Why does this matter? How does this affect your life? Here's how. Have you ever questioned God? Have you ever said, God, why did you allow that to happen? God, why did that child die? Why did that wife die of cancer? Why did you allow that man to have a motorcycle accident? Why did you allow me to be born in this place and not have much money? Why did you allow me to lose my job? Have you ever questioned God? The eternality of God tells us that we should not do that. Because if God is eternal, it is foolish for us to question His plans and His purposes. The Bible says, who are you, O man, to question God? Does not the potter have right over the clay? Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been His counselor? Do you think God has made a mistake? God cannot make a mistake. He knows all things. He's always existed. He's never made a mistake. And He's not making a mistake in your life. It is never right to question God. God is wise. God is loving. But here's the next thing that we learn. If God is eternal, then that means He knows everything about you. And He always has. You are under the watchful eyes of God. God sees you when you sleep. He sees you when you rise up. He sees you throughout the day. He knows what you are doing. And this should be alarming to those who do not know Jesus. This should be fearful for those who do not know Jesus.
Because
God is watching them. Do you preach this way to non-Christians? Do you let them know that God is watching them? That they will stand before God and give an account. And that they must receive forgiveness for their sins. God knows what is in your office. He knows what you watch on TV. He knows what you text on your cell phone.
कस्तो प्रकारले पठाउनुहुन्छ
He knows the email that you sent.
अनि तपाईले चाहिँ जुन इमेलहरु पठाउनुहुन्छ उहाँले त्यो पनि देख्नुहुन्छ
He knows where you went on your business trip.
अनि चाहिँ तपाईको व्यापार ट्रिपमा चाहिँ तपाई जानुहुन्छ उहाँले त्यो सबै कुरा के गर्नुहुन्छ उहाँले देख्नुहुन्छ
God always sees.
परमेश्वरले सधैं तपाईलाई देखिरहनुहुन्छ
Another thing we learn
अर्को कुरा हामीले सिक्छौं
is that if God is eternal
यदि परमेश्वर अनन्त हुनुहुन्छ भने
then we have no room for pride.
हामीमा चाहिँ कुनै यस्तो ठाउँ छैन घमण्ड गर्ने
नो बोस्टिङ
कुनै घमण्ड गर्ने ठाउँै छैन
इफ यु आर अ प्राउड म्यान देन यु हैव नो आइडिया हु गॉड इज
यदि तपाईमा चाहिँ त्यो घमण्डमा भरिएको छ भने चाहिँ परमेश्वर को हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने कुरा तपाईले जान्नु भएको छ
इफ गॉड हैज अलवेज एक्जिस्टेड
यदि परमेश्वर सधैं भरि चाहिँ अस्तित्वमा हुनुहुन्छ भने
वी आर नथिङ इन कम्पेरिसन टु हिम
परमेश्वरको दृष्टिमा उहाँको तुलनामा हामी केही पनि छैनौ
वी आर एब्सोल्युटली डिपेंडेंट अपॉन हिम फॉर ऑल थिंग्स
सबै कुराको निम्ति हामी उहाँमा भर पर्नु पर्छ
एंड योर लाइफ इज सो शॉर्ट
तपाईको जीवन एकदम छोटो छ
You're born
तपाई जन्मनु भयो
finished
एकैछिनमा तपाई
जान
सक्नुहुन्छ
But God is always existing
तर परमेश्वर सधैं भरि उहाँ रहिरहनुहुन्छ
Your life is like a vapor
तपाईको चाहिँ जीवन चाहिँ बाफ जस्तै हो
When it's cold outside you blow
जब यसरी हुन्छ जाडो हुन्छ तपाईले यसरी
You can see your breath
तपाईले चाहिँ यसो
धुवा
हुन्छ एकैछिनमा जान्छ
This is our life
यस्तै हाम्रो जीवन हो
Here's another thing we learn. If God is eternal, then He is worthy of your life and your heart and your service.
तपाईको सेवाकाय तपाईको हृदय अनि तपाईको जीवनको बारेमा चाहिँ उहाँ चाहिँ विश्वासिक हुनुहुन्छ त्यसमा चाहिँ लेखा लिनुहुन्छ
God deserves more from you than just your Sunday morning preaching.
परमेश्वरले चाहिँ तपाईबाट धेरै कुरा उहाँले चाहनुहुन्छ केवल त्यो शनिबारको दिन प्रचारको मात्र उहाँले चाहनुहुन्छ
He expects you to love him all day.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ हरेक दिन
and serve him every day.
उहाँलाई चाहिँ सेवा गर्ने उहाँलाई माया गर्ने उहाँले त्यो खोज्नुहुन्छ
God demands everything from us.
हाम्रो जीवनबाट उहाँले सबै कुरा चाहनुहुन्छ
God is not impressed with our religious performance.
हामी चाहिँ यो धार्मिक क्रियाकलापबाट कामबाट उहाँ चाहिँ एकदम उहाँ खुसी हुनुहुन्न
the heart is what God cares about
परमेश्वरले केवल हाम्रो हृदयलाई चाहिँ उहाँले वास्ता गर्नुहुन्छ
He wants your heart preacher
अनि चाहिँ प्रचारकको हृदय उहाँले चाहनुहुन्छ
He doesn't want you to stand up and just say some things about the Bible
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले यो कुरा चाहनुहुन्छ के बाइबल पढाएर बाइबल कुरा मात्र बताउने
He wants you to feel something about him inside
अनि चाहिँ भित्रबाट नै चाहिँ हृदयबाट नै चाहिँ महसुस भएर चाहिँ त्यो कुरा उहाँले चाहनुहुन्छ
He wants you to hunger for him and thirst for him
अनि उहाँले चाहनुहुन्छ हामी उहाँप्रति भोकाएको एकदम तृखाएको उहाँले चाहनुहुन्छ
And then he wants you to stand behind this pulpit and preach from your heart
त्यसपछि उहाँले चाहिँ यो चाहनु चाहिँ पुलपिट पछाडि उभिएर चाहिँ प्रचार गरेको हुन्छ
God doesn't just want your mind
परमेश्वरले हाम्रो दिमाग चाहनुहुन्न
He wants your heart
उहाँले चाहिँ हाम्रो हृदय चाहनुहुन्छ
and your love
हाम्रो चाहिँ प्रेम चाहनुहुन्छ
and your affection
हाम्रो चाहिँ त्यो भावना उहाँले चाहनुहुन्छ
You say well Nepali men don't show love and affection like that
अनि चाहिँ भन्नु नेपाली मान्छेहरूले त्यस्तो प्रेम त्यस्तो भावना देखाउन सक्दैन
But Christian men do
तर चाहिँ Christian विश्वासीले मान्छेले गर्न सक्छ
Biblical men do
बाइबलले आधारभूत मानिसहरूले गर्न सक्छ
They share their heart with God
तिनीहरूले चाहिँ आफ्नो हृदय चाहिँ परमेश्वरसँग शेयर गर्न सक्छ बाँड्न सक्छ
Well these are some things that we learn about the eternality of God
अनन्तताको विषयमा चाहिँ यी केही कुराहरू हामीले सिक्न सक्छौ
God is above time
अनि सबै समय भन्दा पनि
He has always existed
उहाँ सधैं भरि रहिरहनुहुन्छ
And therefore he sees and knows everything we do
त्यसैकारणले चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ देख्नुहुन्छ उहाँले जान्नुहुन्छ हामीले के गर्दै छौ
And so we should give him our whole life
त्यसैकारणले हाम्रो सारा जीवन उहाँलाई दिन जरुरी
And heart
हाम्रो हृदय दिन जरुरी
And service to him
अनि उहाँको सेवा गर्न जरुरी छ
I want to talk about one more.
अझै कुरा म भन्न चाहन्छु.
The self-sufficiency of God.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँको स्वअस्तित्व, स्वाधीनताको विषय.
What does it mean that God is self-sufficient?
उहाँ आफै स्वअस्तित्वमा हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने भन्न खोजेको के हो त?
What does it mean that God does not self-sufficiency means God does not depend on anything else other than himself.
अनि आफ्नै अस्तित्वमा हुनुहुन्छ भने कुनै कुरामा उहाँ चाहिँ भर पर्नु हुन्न, कसैको सहारा लिनु हुन्न भन्न खोजेको.
God does not depend on man.
उहाँ चाहिँ मान्छेमा भर पर्नु हुन्न.
He does not need us.
हामीलाई चाहिँ उहाँको आवश्यकता छैन.
God does not need money.
उहाँलाई चाहिँ पैसा पनि चाहिँदैन.
He does not need government.
उहाँलाई चाहिँ कुनै यस्तो शासकहरु चाहिदैन
He does not need kings
उहाँलाई चाहिँ राजाहरु चाहिदैन
He needs nothing
केही कुरा उहाँलाई चाहिदैन
It also means that God's choices and his purposes are separate from everything else.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वरको चाहिँ चुनाव उहाँको उसहरु चाहिँ सबै कुराहरुबाट छुट्टै छ बेग्लै छ.
God does not seek counsel from any man.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ मान्छेहरुबाट कसैबाट चाहिँ त्यो काउन्सिल उहाँले चाहनुहुन्न.
God does not say I'm not sure what to do.
अनि परमेश्वरले यस्तो भन्नुहुन्छ हैन मैले के गर्नु मलाई थाहा छैन मसँग चाहिँ निश्चित छैन भन्नु.
I need some help.
मैले कसैको मदत चाहन्छु उहाँले भन्नुहुन्न यस्तो.
I need someone to counsel me.
मैले कसैको चाहिँ सुझाव सल्लाह म चाहन्छु उहाँले भन्नुहुन्न यस्तो.
No, God is self-sufficient.
उहाँ चाहिँ आफै स्वस्तित्वमा हुनुहुन्छ कसैको भर पर्नुहुन्न उहाँ.
God and God has power to do whatever he wants.
उहाँले जे चाहनुहुन्छ उहाँमा त्यो शक्ति छ उहाँले गर्नुहुन्छ.
God does not need any part of his creation to exist.
अनि चाहिँ यी सबै कुराहरू जो उहाँले चाहिँ सृष्टि गर्नुभयो त्यो कुराहरू उहाँ अस्तित्वमा आउनको निम्ति अथवा आफूलाई अस्तित्वमा राख्नको निम्ति त्यो कुराहरूको उहाँले चाहिँ सहायता चाहिएन.
Think about this.
यो कुरा सोच्नुहोस्.
You and I add nothing to God.
तपाईँ र म चाहिँ परमेश्वर अगाडि केही पनि होइन.
If we died tomorrow,
हामी भोलि मर्यो भने पनि.
If every Christian in the whole world died tomorrow,
यदि चाहिँ यो संसारको सबै क्रिश्चियनहरू भोलि मरे पनि.
God's work will continue.
उहाँको काम चाहिँ निरन्तर रूपमा बढिरहन्छ.
Because he does not need me.
किनकि उहाँले चाहिँ मेरो आवश्यकता चाहदैन.
And he does not need you.
उहाँले तपाईको आवश्यकता पनि चाहदैन.
He chooses to use you.
उहाँले चाहिँ तपाईलाई चलाउनको निम्ति उहाँले छान्नुहुन्छ.
And that is humbling.
त्यसले यो कुरा चाहिँ उहाँले नम्र बनाउँदैछ.
If you're a preacher,
तपाईँ प्रचारक हो भने.
You're not the big boss man.
तपाईँ चाहिँ कुनै यस्तो ठूलो पास्टर त बोस हो होइन.
You're not such a strong man that God is so happy that he has me.
अनि यो यस्तो हैन कि परमेश्वर मबाट एकदम खुशी हुनुहुन्छ म यस्तो मान्छे.
If I die then no more work would be done in village.
अनि चाहिँ म मरे भने चाहिँ अब मेरो प्रचार काम अथवा अरु कुनै यस्तो सेवा काम यो गाउँहरुमा हुँदैन.
Is that true?
के चाहिँ त्यो सत्य हो?
No.
होइन.
God can do his own work.
परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आफ्नो काम आफैले उहाँले.
He doesn't need us.
उहाँले चाहिँ हाम्रो उहाँलाई हाम्रो खाँचो छैन.
He chooses to use us.
उहाँले चाहिँ हामीलाई चुन्नुहुन्छ प्रयोग गर्नको लागि.
In the book of Acts we read that God made the world and everything in it.
अनि चाहिँ हामी प्रेरितको पुस्तकमा अध्ययन गर्छौ भने चाहिँ यो संसारको सबै कुराहरू उहाँले बनाउनु भयो.
It says that he is the Lord of heaven and earth.
उहाँ चाहिँ स्वर्ग पृथ्वीका परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
That God does not live in temples made by human hands.
अनि मान्छेले बनाएको हातबाट हातले त्यो मन्दिर उहाँ बस्नुहुन्न.
Nor is he listened served by human hands.
अनि चाहिँ मान्छेको आफ्नै हातले चाहिँ सेवा गरेको उहाँले त्यो सुन्नुहुन्न देख्न चाहनुहुन्न.
As if he needed anything.
अनि उहाँले के अरु कुरा चाहनुहुन्छ त?
Because he himself gives life and breath and everything to all.
किनकि उहाँले हामी सबैलाई चाहिँ जीवन श्वास प्रश्वास सबै कुरा उहाँले दिनुभएको.
God does not need anything because everything comes from God.
परमेश्वरलाई चाहिँ कुनै कुरा खाँचो छैन किनकि सबै कुरा उहाँबाट नै आउँछ.
Which is why God said to Job.
किनकि कारण चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ याकुब के भन्छ आयुबलाई पठाउनु भयो.
Who has given to me?
अनि जसले मलाई दिनुभयो.
That I should repay that person.
त्यसको चाहिँ मैले बदला दिनुपर्छ.
No one gives to God anything that did not first come from God.
अनि चाहिँ कसैले पनि केही दिन सक्दैन जबसम्म परमेश्वरले चाहिँ उलाई दिदैन भने.
God says in Psalm 50.
भजनसंग्रह चाहिँ 50 अध्यायमा.
The world and everything in it is mine.
अनि चाहिँ भन्नुभएको छ भजनकर्ताले त्यहाँ लेखेको छ कि संसारमा भएका नि संसार मेरो हो.
God is supreme over absolutely everything.
सबै कुरामाथि चाहिँ उहाँको अधिकार रहेको छ.
He's supreme over galaxies.
यो चाहिँ एकदम ब्रह्माण्डमा चाहिँ उहाँको चाहिँ अधिकार छ.
He's supreme over the earth.
यो पृथ्वीमा नि उहाँको चाहिँ अस्तित्व अर्थात अधिकार छ.
He is the god of Mount Everest in Nepal.
नेपालको त्यो माउन्ट एभरेस्टको नि उहाँ परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
He can see to the bottom of the ocean.
यो चाहिँ समुद्रको गहिराईलाई पनि उहाँले देख्नुहुन्छ.
He owns all the plants in the world.
अनि चाहिँ यो चाहिँ संसारको सबै कुराहरू उहाँले जान्नुहुन्छ.
Animals, birds.
अनि चाहिँ बिरुवाहरू चाहिँ चराहरू चाहिँ जनावरहरू सबै उहाँले
जान्नुहुन्छ. Knows about every virus and illness in the world.
अनि चाहिँ यो संसारमा भएका सबै रोगहरू चाहिँ भाइरसहरू उहाँले जान्नुहुन्छ.
God is sovereign over all weather.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वर सबै यी मौसमहरूमा पनि उहाँ चाहिँ सर्वम हुनुहुन्छ.
God knows all things.
परमेश्वरले सबै कुरा
He is sovereign over all countries.
अनि सबै देशहरूमा पनि उहाँ सर्वम
And all governments.
सबै शासकहरूमा.
And all armies.
अनि सबै चाहिँ सेनाहरूमा पनि.
And all kings.
अनि सबै राजाहरूमा.
And all terrorist groups.
अनि चाहिँ सबै चाहिँ यो टेररिस्ट आतंकवादीहरूको
Al-Qaeda. He's sovereign over Al Qaeda. He's sovereign over all countries. He's king over India. He's king over Nepal. He's king over North Korea. He's king over China. He's king over Russia. He's king over America. He owns all. He is king of all. He is sovereign over everything in the world. And one man named Abraham Kuyper once said, there is not one inch in the whole world in which God does not declare mine. Everything is His. Including you. And including me. And including our ministry. You do not get to do what you want with your preaching ministry. You are called to do what God asks you to do in your preaching ministry. You do not have authority over your own life. God has authority over you. You are God's. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And that you have this body from God. And that you are not your own. That's a shocking thought. I am not my own. I don't own myself. Everything I have comes from God. I own nothing. You own nothing. That car is not yours. Your house is not yours. Your bike is not yours. Your money is not yours. Your wife is not yours. Your children are not yours. Your church is not yours. It's God's. All of it. It's all God's. And we are here to serve Him. Problem with a lot of preachers is that they think they own those things. These are my church members. This is my church. This is my village. Don't come in here and do ministry work. You get out. This is for me. Is that correct thinking? No. God owns all these things. Everything is God's. Which means you don't get to choose what you do with your life. You are to serve God. You are to do what God asks you to do. God has given you a life. And God said, invest this life for me. We don't want to waste our lives. We do not want to waste our time. Men, listen. God cares about how we use our time. We are not to be lazy men. We are pastors and preachers. We are to be disciplined. We have to work hard. Because God is watching us. Look at your life. Examine yourself. What are you living for? What is your purpose? What are you doing doing in your ministry?
If
Jesus came in this room right now and he said, young man, come up here.
I'm going
to write on the board everything you did last week. Would he see a hard-working man? Would he see a faithful man? Would he see an honest man? Or would he see a lazy man? Would he see a dishonest man? What would God see or say about your life? You only have one life to live. Listen, brothers, life is short. Time is running out. People are dying in this village. And they do not have the hope of Jesus Christ. We do not have time to sit around and waste time. We have work to do. May God help you men. God wants our heart. Now, Genesis says that in the beginning was God. God always existed. God does not need us. God is totally self-sufficient. But listen, he chooses to use us. If you are a preacher, he has called you into that service. That's the greatest job that any man can have on the face of the earth. And it's a privilege. Can God do the work without you? Yes. But he's chosen to use you. What a privilege we have. Before the mountains were brought forth, God was. God has always existed. He is all powerful. He is great. He is glorious. And he has called us into his service. Now, you may be asking this question, well, if God doesn't need me, then why did he create me? Was God lonely? Was there something that God needed to complete himself? Did God create us because he needed us? Did God need human beings to make him happy?
No.
I don't. Do you know that God was happy in the enjoyment of himself before he made human beings? The Father, Son, and Spirit enjoyed each other and didn't need anyone to complete their happiness. But God has invited us into his love and fellowship. God has invited us to commune with him. The Creator of the universe has invited us to worship him and fellowship with him. What a privilege. I mean, think about how big God is. And he's invited us into a relationship with him. God says in Isaiah,
he
says, look at the nations. They're nothing to me. They're dust on the scales.
And
then later in the same chapter he says that he's the one who sits over the earth. And he said, everyone in the earth are like little insects to me. And then he says, I am the one that takes a ruler and brings him to nothing. I am the one who makes leaders totally insignificant. God is totally self-sufficient. God gives to all, but no one adds to God. So God is self-sufficient. Now what does this mean for us as preachers? Let me apply this to your heart in a few ways. Here's what it means. If God is self-sufficient, then our search for significance finds its rest in Him. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be respected. You don't have to be successful in the world's eyes. Because your significance is found in Him. Think about it. If you are trying to find significance from this earth, you're trying to find significance in something that is also dependent on God. Why would we do that? You will never find joy and happiness and satisfaction if you rest in anything other than God. We have no rest in our heart until we find our rest in God. If you are restless this afternoon, then you need to rest in God. Pray to God. Trust Him. Seek Him. Lean on Him. Give Him your heart. Give Him your problems. Your pain, your suffering. Your struggle. Give it to God. Find your rest in Him. Number two, if God did not need to create you, but he chose to use you, then the most foolish thing you can do is reject Him. Or to disobey Him. Because He called you into this ministry for your joy and His glory. How often do we wake up in the morning? Open the Bible. Read a couple of verses. Close the Bible. Go out to the street. That's all we do. 5 minutes of reading. Get up in the morning. Pray. Dear God. Thank you for this day. Bless me in this day. Keep my family safe. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go to the street.
बाटोतिर जान्छौ.
No vital relationship with God.
परमेश्वरसँग कुनै यस्तो गहिराई सम्बन्ध छैन.
You are called to commune with God.
तपाईं चाहिँ परमेश्वरसँग कुराकानी गर्नको निम्ति बोलाइएको.
Fellowship with your God.
उहाँसँग संगति गर्नको निम्ति बोलाइएको.
Seek your God.
तपाईं परमेश्वर खोजी गर्नको निम्ति बोलाइएको.
Worship him.
उहाँलाई आराधना गर्नको निम्ति बोलाइएको.
Listen, if you are a preacher.
याद गर्नुस् तपाईं प्रचारक हो भने.
You can't just know things about God.
यो तपाईं केवल केही यस्तो परमेश्वरको वचनको बारेमा जान्ने मात्र होइन.
You can't just study theology.
केही त्यसो
You've got to know God personally.
व्यक्तिगत रूपमा परमेश्वरलाई चाहिँ चिन्न जरुरी छ.
You've got to feel something in your heart about God.
परमेश्वरको बारेमा चाहिँ तपाईले चाहिँ हृदयमा चाहिँ केही कुरा महसुस गर्न जरुरी छ.
The people in your churches need to see that in you.
तपाईमा चाहिँ तपाईको मण्डलीका विश्वासीहरूले त्यो देख्न जरुरी छ.
They need to say my preacher pastor loves God.
यिनीहरूले उहाँहरूले चाहिँ यो कुरा देख्न सक्नु कि मेरो पास्टरले साँच्चै नै परमेश्वरलाई गहिराईदेखि प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ.
You are to set an example before your people.
तपाईहरूको मानिसहरूको अगाडि चाहिँ तपाई एक उदाहरणै हुन जरुरी छ.
Example of prayer.
एउटा प्रार्थनाको उदाहरणै हुनुपर्छ.
Example of hard work.
एकदम सम्मिलित गर्ने उदाहरणै हुनुपर्छ.
Example of worship.
अनि त आराधनाको उदाहरणै तपाईले.
An example of hunger for God.
परमेश्वरको निम्ति एकदम भोकाएको उदाहरणै तपाईको जीवन हुनुपर्छ.
You need to set an example before your people.
तपाईहरुको मानिसको अगाडि चाहिँ तपाई उदाहरण भएर जिउनु जरुरी छ.
And don't forget this.
यो कुरा नबिर्सनु.
God is eternal.
परमेश्वर अनन्त हुनुहुन्छ.
God is totally self-sufficient.
उहाँ चाहिँ पूर्ण रूपमा चाहिँ आफै स्वस्थित हुनुहुन्छ.
And this eternal self-sufficient God you will stand before someday.
अनि चाहिँ यो चाहिँ आफ्नै अस्तित्वमा रहनु परमेश्वरको अगाडि एक दिन तपाई हामी चाहिँ उभिनु पर्छ.
And you will give an account for all that you did with your life.
अनि तपाईहरुको जीवनभरि नै गरेका सबै कामहरुको
Hebrews chapter 9 says it is appointed for man once to die.
अनि चाहिँ हिब्रूको लेखकले भन्दछ कि मान्छेहरूलाई चाहिँ मृत्युको लागि चाहिँ तय भइसकेको छ.
And after that comes the judgment.
अनि त्यसपछि चाहिँ उसको निम्ति न्यायको पनि.
Every person in this room will stand before God someday.
एक दिन कुनै दिन चाहिँ सबैजना यो भवन भित्र भएका मानिसहरू परमेश्वरको अगाडि उभिनु.
And you will give an account.
अनि तपाईहरूले चाहिँ उहाँको अगाडि.
And if you're a preacher, you have a stricter account.
अनि यदि तपाई प्रचारक हो भने चाहिँ एकदम कडा चाहिँ तपाईले चाहिँ त्यसको चाहिँ.
And you're going to stand before this eternal self-sufficient God.
तपाई चाहिँ यो अनन्तताको स्वअस्तित्वको परमेश्वरको अगाडि चाहिँ उभिनु पर्छ.
Who knows everything about you?
तपाईको विषयमा सबै कुरा उहाँले जान्नुहुन्छ.
He sees everything you do.
तपाईले जे गर्नुहुन्छ उहाँले सबै कुरा उहाँले देख्नुहुन्छ.
He's watching your life moment by moment.
हरेक घडीको घडी समय चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ तपाईको जीवनलाई हेरिरहनु भएको.
And you will stand in front of that God.
अनि त्यो परमेश्वरको अगाडि तपाई उभिनुहुन्छ.
And you will give a speech.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो उहाँको अगाडि गएर चाहिँ तपाईँले भाषण गर्नुहुन्छ आफ्नो जीवनको भाषण गर्नुहुन्छ.
You say I don't give speeches.
Pardon me?
You say I don't like to give speeches.
तपाईँले भन्नुहुन्छ मलाई चाहिँ त्यो भाषण गर्न मन पर्दैन.
Well, you're going to.
तर तपाईँ जानुहुन्छ.
You're going to give a speech before God.
परमेश्वर अगाडि चाहिँ त्यो सबै कुरा वर्णन गर्न जरुरी छ.
And you're going to have to account for how you spent your life and your ministry.
तपाईको सेवकाई तपाईको जीवन कसरी व्यतीत गर्नुभयो ती सबै कुराहरुको लेखा परमेश्वर अगाडि दिनुपर्छ.
This God we will stand before.
यो परमेश्वर अगाडि हामी उभिन्छौं.
He is the judge of the universe.
अनि यो सबै ब्रह्माण्डको उहाँ चाहिँ न्यायकर्ता
हुनुहुन्छ. He is the God of justice.
उहाँ चाहिँ न्यायका परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
Men.
प्रिय दाजुहरू.
Do not forget these two things about God.
यो दुईवटा कुरा परमेश्वरको विषयमा नबिर्सनुहोस्.
He is eternal.
उहाँ अनन्तताका हुनुहुन्छ.
And he is self-sufficient.
उहाँ स्वआफै अस्तित्वको हुनुहुन्छ.
He does not need you.
उहाँलाई तपाईँको खाँचो छैन.
But he has lovingly invited you to be a part of his ministry.
उहाँको सेवकाईको निम्ति एकदम मायाको मायाद्वारा चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ तपाईँलाई आमन्त्रित गर्नुहुन्छ.
Are you humbled by that truth?
अनि यो सत्यतामा तपाईँ आफूलाई नम्र बनाउनु भएको छ.
Because what makes you different from all the rest of these people out here?
मानिसहरुको बीचबाट तपाईले के कुराले तपाईलाई भिन्नता गराउँछ?
Are you better than these people?
यी मानिसहरुमा तपाई राम्रो भएको हो?
Are you smarter than these people?
मान्छेहरुमा तपाई अलि चनाको विवेकशील भएको हो?
No.
हैन.
The only thing that makes a difference between you and these people.
यो एउटै कुरा जुन कुरा यी मानिसहरुबाट तपाईहरुको बीचमा चाहिँ एउटा भिन्नता बनाएको छ.
Is the love of God for you.
तपाईमा परमेश्वरको प्रेम तपाईको लागि.
If you are a believer,
यदि तपाई विश्वासी हो भने,
God has set his eternal love upon you.
तपाईलाई परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आफ्नो अनन्तताको प्रेम चाहिँ पहिले सेट गरिसक्नुभयो.
Before God created the world, he had you in mind.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँको दिमागमा उहाँको योजनामा चाहिँ यो संसार सृष्टि गर्नुभन्दा तपाईँ पहिल्यै हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
He loved you.
उहाँले चाहिँ पहिल्यै प्रेम गर्नुभएको थियो.
And he saved you.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ तपाईँलाई बचाउनु भयो.
And he called you into this ministry for his glory.
उहाँको महिमाको लागि यो सेवाकामा उहाँले बोलाहट गर्नुभएको छ.
Let's not be lazy.
त्यसैकारण चाहिँ अल्छी नहुनु.
Let's worship this God.
आउनु हामी चाहिँ त्यो परमेश्वरलाई आराधना.
We need to get on our faces.
हाम्रो चाहिँ अनुहारलाई चाहिँ हामी चाहिँ भुइँमा राखौं.
And praise and worship this God.
अनि यो परमेश्वरलाई चाहिँ महिमा अनि प्रार्थना अनि आराधना गरौं.
Let's pray.
आउनु चाहिँ प्रार्थना गरौं.